Not him. Let us walk among the crowds downtown on an average morning. Hectic and harried, growing denser, hurry along now. Past a doorman at a 4-star hotel, past a homeless man. A woman arrives in a dark sedan. Every line screams privilege. Don't step on his filthy blanket. Don't look him in the eye. As the doorman helps her, this way, ma'am, handing her from the car. He puts her baggage on a cart, calls for a bellhop, runs interference as she scurries inside. Hide the truth, avert your eyes, though we all share the same skies. As the doorman glares at this visible wreck of a man, flips open his smartphone, calls the non-emergency number again. He has it on speed dial. Finished, he says, come on, man, give me a break. The homeless man ignores him. They've played this game. Sitting in the sun, his back against the wall. The night's chill still has not left him, and rich guilt has only brought a couple of bucks and change, still not enough, for a cup of coffee and a pack of cigarettes. Hide the truth, avert your eyes, though we all share the same skies. Cigarettes, still a gnawing hunger, yet she cannot smoke in her room, not in this hotel, this city. Should she care that her craving is mirrored by a marginalized man for the same purpose, far from the same reason? She worries she won't fit into her designer sheath tonight. He worries he won't beg enough to eat tonight. And at this moment, they both stay at the same hotel. Time to move, time to move, on the street for lack of love. The man stands and stretches, flashes his gap-toothed smile at the doorman, who ignores him. Gathering his things close in ritual, the man carefully rolls his blanket, stuffs it in his duffel, so small a place to contain a man's world, past and present, hopes and heartaches, dreams and disappointments, vanished spirit, and the picture, carefully wrapped and near the top of her, wavy long brown hair, a twinkle in her eye, for him. How trite, he thinks, yet true. If I lost my love or she were taken, I would wander through my days forsaken, bereft of heart and reason. I would walk down city streets looking for a sign, a laugh, a word, a snatch of song. My face and my soul, withered, wrinkled, unwashed, uncaring, and untouched. The woman waits now in the lobby. She has changed her blouse and shoes. A man enters, Italian suit and style. She smiles at him walking towards her. They embrace, as over his shoulder she sees the homeless man, head down, walking slowly away. She pulls back and says something to the man she's with. He pulls out his wallet, hands her a bill, then another, at her look, angry, wounded. She hurries then. The man says wait towards the door, solace, heedless. Her high-heeled sandals make it hard to run. Nevertheless, she catches the man on the street. He stops, hearing the sound of her heels. She takes his sleeve, tentative, tugs, presses the bills into his hand, turns away. Thank you, he says to her retreating back, and then looks at the money, a 50 and a 20. I can't, he starts to say, turning around. If she heard him, she doesn't show it. The sting of pride, though long forgotten, spurred him to reject a small fortune, his good fortune. He's yet to lose his reason. Hard lessons taught him. You can't eat pride. Hey, lady, he shouts. Thank you. She almost seems to miss a step, so swiftly he's uncertain, and she continues on, into the lobby, gone. He slowly turns, continues walking, stuffing the bills deep into the pocket of his first shirt, the one deepest inside of the 4 he wears. He shakes his head, then shuffles on, and both this woman and this man, both bewildered, rich and poor, will eat well this night. Only one will sleep well. It will not be him.